And then I remember we said we would start Bonnie at 10. I think we started actually. Wow, it feels like about a year since we mastered this. Huh? You know, we spoke the difference between a son and an Eved.
I mean, a worker or a slave?
Eved. The Torah's definition of an Eved, okay. not the. We spoke about that as well. When we say the word Eved, we come up with the wrong conceptions. Because okay. Our introduction to Eveds was like roots. And you know. So, no, we talk about an Eved, we're talking about an Eved that was an Eved of the king. The king is a body. Yeah, this is what we got up to. So we said the fundamental feature of the relationship between the father and the son is that it can never end. Whereas an Eved, as long as he's serving the interests of the Melucha, so then he has the rights of an Eved of the king. But the minute he's not serving the interests of the Melucha anymore, he gets fired, he's sick, he's not working today, he's nothing. He has no more shaykhs to the king. Whereas a son is a son, no matter what he is, no matter how bad the relationship's got, you can never minatek that relationship. That's where we ended off last. Yachas hakir ben av lebnoi nechshav ka'ava amokalkeles es ashura. The love of a father for a son. How you translate this into English, I don't know. The best translation I've heard of Pinker said, you know, like he goes bananas for him. Breaks the rules. The father's love for his son breaks all the rules. Ein kan ginir malchus haben oichel mitech piv shel aviv. We brought the midrash where the child says, I don't want to eat what's on your plate, I want to eat what's in your mouth. We all know the midrash. He breaks the rules. Azum etzias chaim achas shemamanish nizoin ze kem yochel nizoin gam ze. There's another difference. Somebody, one of the king's servants, insults him. Even if it's the melech's most trusted advisor, servant, the melech will be very upset. The king will also do certain things in order to correct the problem. Up to a certain point. Someone will have a go at his son, insult him or attack him. The father goes nuts. He'll turn up the whole world. To save his son. Paro doesn't want to let Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, Hashem's only children, leave Mitzrayim. Hashem goes nuts, kaviyochol. He mamash turns the world upside down. Choshen etzien, ki lemarot ha'oim eli'il, she'akesha ben av nebnei, yukesha kofui v'muchrach. It's important to mention that despite what we said above, that the relationship between a father and a son is an imperative, it's a forced relationship, you can't end it. Habenu b'noi shelovi b'ritzoyne shelo b'ritzoyne. He's your father whether you want him or not, you don't like him, you like him. V'chein lehefech, you have a child you're not particularly keen on, but he's your child. L'maroit zoiz gam kan aniyach lana kosh bochu, bika litgeder bo. Hashem gave us a place where we have bechira in this area still. Gam b'ma'arech ezu, Chaim Merchav. You have space. You have space. Hanusun lebir choseir, which is handed over to Abba Chira. Hamerchav hu eiz a sug bonim anu reitzim liyot. You can choose what kind of son you want to be. You're the son that you can't change. This is your father, you're the son. You can't change that, but you can choose what kind of a son you want to be. In Mitzrayim, Gilulana Kolosh Baruch Hu is Milo Seinu. In Mitzrayim, Kolosh Baruch Hu showed us our Milos. She'ein anu nechshovim kebonim bilvad. We're not just bonim, ele keben b'chu. What's a bechor? What's the miles of a bechor? As a maral mavaya, she miles ben bechor, he yose ben yochid. The bechor is the only child you're ever going to have to be a ben yochid for a certain period of time. He's a ben yochid. Shereda kol mishpacha yesh ben bechor echad bilvad. You can only have one bechor. And that bechor is going to be, until the second one comes along, he's going to be a ben yochid. Ben Yochid who shvil a kol ha-shifas v'technet shalobiz v'amnam anachnu k'viyoch v'shutchim v'la kolash boruch hu b'kol tachni sabrin. As we explained before, we are partners with Hashem in all the plans of the Bria. So true, an only son is shooter for the father in all his plans. La kolash boruch hu mosav v'yadeinu is called Gnozov v'tzeroiso. Give us all these hidden treasure houses. The Koloshin Chazal k'bori yichidoi the Ashleita Avui Bakol Gnozai. Like an only child, the father gave over to his son to rule over his storehouses, over his hidden treasures. Hava Aimer, Lakol Yudichus Liyos Shoilet Beginze HaMelech, is given the power, the ability to be Shoilet Beginze HaMelech, to rule over the treasure houses of the king. Malchoy Shalaylam. Not just any king, we're talking about the king of the universe. Ubi yecholoise lohitzi min hakoich lepoel es tchunas haben yochid sheboy. We all have in us the potential to be what's called a ben yochid, and you have the ability to take that out and to express that. Vadova tolu b'chayisa ishis, and that's up to our bechira. What kind of a son do you want to be? B'kol nagoy letzias mitzrayim k'neged abba bonin dibrek toira. Etzem k'may mo'ilom ishnu gam ben chamishi. You know, in the Haggadah, we talk about Abba Boni. Abba Boni, yeah, everyone can tell you who they are, and you can draw little pictures of them. Every year they look different, you know. It's always interesting to see how the Rosha evolves. You know? What the Rosha looks like every year. They change the Rosha in the Haggadahs. But the truth is, there are actually five sons. There's five sons. There's a fifth son who never came to the Seder because he never came out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't an equal experience for everybody. There's four levels, four sons, four different types of experiences, and then the fifth one that never made it bichlal. Who are ben she'eni reitzel etzeis mi Mitzrayim? You have somebody who doesn't want to go to Mitzrayim. You'll understand what that means. Why wouldn't anybody want to go to Mitzrayim? Tov lo sham v'u gam nishar gam bepoil. Sham bepoil. He stayed there. It was good for him and he stayed there. Eile in oisen aba chamishis miklal Yisrael shemeisu begimel yimafele. Those are the 80% of klal Yisrael who died during the plague of darkness. B'divrei Chazal HaKadoshim, anu moitzim dover pele. There's a very interesting midrash, everybody knows this, famous midrash. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim armed, the word the pasuk says, but the midrash really points out that chamushim is chamishim. So the midrash says like this, echad nichamisho. One opinion is one in five. Yesh oimim echad mechamishim. One in 50. Yesh oimim echad mechameshmot. One in 500. Rabbi Nehuri oimim. Ha'uv de lo echad mechamesh alofim. One in 5,000. So we have a bit of a problem here. We always say 80%. Where do we get 80% from? There's a five way machlokes here. How many yidden came out of Mitzrayim? That's in the Midrash Tanhuma, that's what it says. And how do we reconcile this Midrash? Imunim anu b'divrei Chazal v'yodim b'kol machloikas eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. Especially when it's a machloikas in Metzias. Not machloikas in Metzias. Not machloikas in Midrash, in Talmudic literature over something that's a fact. Arguments are in Halacha. Not in the fact. So what are they arguing about? Yeah. Vim kein ishal es hashal keitzat tisparish machleike zu u'bemiuchat kashir nira shiyesh kan machleike zu betzias. It's a machleike zu betzias. So how do we reconcile this machleike? If we had the video, we could just take out the video and have a look and count and see how many were there, but we don't have the video. These little cameras that are all over the place today. You want to see what's going on, you just dredge out the, you know, get out the disc and have a look and see what happened. Nira Loima. Let's start building a sugya. I want to understand the shtickle. Chazal trying to build up the sugya properly. The four sons that the Torah is talking about are four different levels, one above the other. Kamu yishna ben chamishi asher lo zocheh le'agiyah le'leil ha'seder. Then there's the fifth one, we assume is on the lowest level, who didn't make it to the seder. And they are those of the four-fifths, 80%, who didn't make it to the Seder, who died in Mitzrayim. Above the fifth level is the fourth level, the Ben HaRosha. He got out of Mitzrayim and he was zoicher to Yitzis Mitzrayim. Despite the fact that he was an Oved of a Rezorah and you have to blunt his teeth, he wanted to go to Mitzrayim and he went out. Of that level, there was one in five. Lo kulam hayushove darga. Not everyone is on the same level, those that came out of Mitzrayim. Chilukam adregas yesh b'nei. Haben sheni dey elishel, enu rosha kadmoi. The mishani yishel is not a rosha like the rosha. Ulam hashibud b'mitzrayim ko timtam es moicha at sheni dey elishel. Mitzrayim and the galus of Mitzrayim, the shibud of Mitzrayim, it destroyed him that he wasn't able to ask questions anymore. A Jew that can't ask questions is like a goy who can't hit a ball. You know, when a goy, when his kid takes the first step, they take the shoe and they stick it up on the mantelpiece, yeah? Never heard of such a thing? Mm-hmm. Anybody? I'm not telling anyone? You heard? You know what I'm talking about, sure. Yeah? Okay, anybody over 40 years, they know what I'm talking about? That's what they do. They take the kid takes his standard, they still do it. In my day, they used to do it. You take the thing, you bronze it, and then you put up the shoe, and that's the first step he took. What does a kid do? He takes his kid's first question and he bronzes that and he puts that on the mantelpiece. That's what we celebrate. That's what we rejoice when the kid starts asking questions. That lasts about 6 years until they go to school and then they stop asking questions. Because they learn that asking questions doesn't work. Asking questions doesn't get you anywhere. Telling back the teacher what they told you gets you somewhere. So kids learn very quickly that the way to succeed in life is to stop asking questions and just regurgitate back what you were taught. So you have a kid for like about 6 years when they start asking questions, like two, three. It's about 3 years in a kid's life where he's actually encouraged to ask questions. Hopefully we do things better in the total world. But that's the normal pattern. So he was in Mitzrayim for so long, he stopped asking questions. So he's not a Rosha like the Rosha, but he's spiritually he's on very shaky ground. Kilo ayu b'chlal Yisrael echad mechamishim. He was in Klal Yisrael, was one in 50 of those. There were less of those in the Rishoyim. Malayim haya tamim, above them haya tamim. Shemesapram haya mut Yosef, echad mechamesh mot. There were less of them, there was one in 500. Umalayim haya chachomim, shemesparam haya echad mechamesh alofim. And there was one in 5,000 of Klal Yisrael with chachomim. So they have a very nice pshat for this midrash, no? How many went out? Echad mechamisho. Those are the Rishoyim. Echad mechamishim. Those are the Mishan and Lishol. Echad mechamesh mod. Those are the Tamim. And Echad mechamesh alofim. Those are the Chachomim. Nimtzeinu lamdim ki eilu ve'elu divra kelim chayim. Lekol ben yesh es habachina sheloi ve'es dagi tziyoisim in Mitzrayim. Each child has his level. And his particular personal tziyos Mitzrayim. The Chachomi went out completely. The others went out, but each one took a certain percentage of Mitzrayim with him. There's We often say this, you know, you can take the Yid out of Mitzrayim, but you can't take Mitzrayim out of the Yid. That's what we're talking about here. There's a certain amount of Vaishkat that stays, and it's very hard to get rid of it. These different levels were there, and they continue. Person today can choose where do you want to fit in, which one of the Chamishi Bonim do you want to be. Yoichel is Ben Chochem. You can be a wise son. Ben Becho Hamachapes Beginze Amelech. The firstborn, the only child who's running around looking after the treasure houses of the king. Ben Azoichel Adas is called Soides Hamalucha. The child who understands all the secrets of kingship and understands all Hashem's mysteries. To stay a son, he can't choose not to be a son, but he can choose to be a son. Rosh Chas v'chalila. He's a son, no matter what. Even if he's not doing the rotzon of Hashem. Yachad im zoy sarenu lishoyv tomi lenatzeles ha'ave v'akir v'atzume shekibayinu amokim la'avodoysev. We, however, have to continually yearn and aspire all the time to take and utilize the enormous love and closeness that Hashem drew us close to Him to serve Him, especially these days, not now, when. And in all our koch, use all our strength to reveal that aspect of I'm Hashem's only child. Bishvili nivra olam, the whole world could die because of me, and I have enormous responsibilities. Because I'm in charge of the trade, I have the keys to the Ginza Mela. Hashem anu gam betoich oisam arecha shehi keviyachol kofu anu noisim bonim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'kol tnai kevishneimar Yisrael afal bishachoyt Yisraelu. You're a son of Hashem, whether you like it or not. You can sin as much as you want. Yisrael afal bishachoyt Yisraelu. A yid, even though he sins, is a yid. He's a yid. The last 2 days you spent in a mishpat, you spent in a trial, Yom Adin. There was a pre-trial. As lawyers know, there's a thing called a pre-trial. What's the pre-trial? To see if you can even stand trial. If you stood yesterday on Rosh Hashanah, means Hashem holds it, you're worthy to stand trial. Yisrael, of Kishachaiti, Yisrael, who doesn't abandon us because we sinned. Hashem's never going to give up on us. We can use our bechira, we can use the opportunities we have to climb up level after level, one step at a time, slowly, 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 till we experience that aspect of what's called Ben Yochid. So what's it dependent on? Which shouldn't be too hard now. How many times are we going to say Avinu Malkeinu between now and the end of Ne'ilah? Anybody counted lately? Baruch, you keeping track? How many Avinu Malkeinu are we going to say between Rosh Hashanah and Ne'ilah? A couple hundred, yeah? Plus eat time you say Avinu Malkeinu. Said it's a couple hundred atano, it's a Avinu Malkeinu. So it shouldn't be too hard by the time this is finished not to feel like a stateless orphan. We say Avinu Malkeinu 1,000 times and I still feel like I don't have a father and I'm homeless. Avinu Malkeinu. My father's the king. What's the problem? You have to get it in. I'm the son of the King of Kings. To the extent that a person lives with that, like it's real, like this table's real. Without too much philosophy, kakol sheyediyazu taki fetiklu les kol machshavoysov diburu v'maysov, because that's what it means to be mamlich Hashem. Mamlich Hashem means that all my thoughts, speech, and actions are somehow governed by the realization that I'm Hashem's evident son. To the extent that you're able to do that, you grow up and up and up, and you eventually get to the dagger of Hashem's beloved son. That was Avram Avinu. Ahuv, he was called beloved. Le'eved yishna nagbalot. Eved's got limitations. Mitzrim chadorim shalem osu likanes. The Eved can't just go into any room. He might be able to go into the king's bedroom to make his bed, but there are other rooms that he's not allowed to go into. Eloem chadrei gnozim oitzrei samelech hachasumim befonov. There's certain stores, there's certain treasures, there's certain rooms where there's documentation, whatever, which are completely locked up. He can't go there. He doesn't understand all the secrets of being a king. The only son of the Melech, he's a partner in everything that the Melech's planning. So all the business and the finances and the security and all the plans and the whole mahalach, the political structures of how the kingships run, the son's completely in on it. And so too it is with us. It's called Soida Sabriya Tachlisa Veseda Noga Mosa Kodesh Bohu Badeinu. Hashem gave us the entire purpose of the Bria, the way things are put together, the whole Marechet from my Sabrashis. We were with Hashem all the time. We were then in Esmida Ava Kirva Klapeinu. We determine how close we are. We determine how close he is to us. We determine what the relationship looks like. To the extent that we're able to reveal our endearment and love for him. In response, he comes back, Mida Keneged Mida, and reveals his love to us. As you mentioned earlier, the more you love someone, the more you give, the more you give, the more you love, and the relationship gets better and better and better. It's nice to learn this now. You learn this the rest of the year, it's like a little bit, but at least now it's a shtickle reel. If you're not thinking about a shem any other time of the year, like now's not a good, bad time to start. It's man lachshov. We learned above, I mentioned you're going to repeat this a lot. It takes a while before this sinks in. With the goal of benefiting us with the ultimate eternal good that Hashem wants to give us. Hashem created this awesome system where we have a relationship with him and he has a relationship with us. He made himself kiviyochol, we spoke about that at length, tolu boni, dependent on us. This world is dependent on us. What happens in the world is completely mosu yabadeinu. If it's good, if it's bad, if it goes up, if it goes down, completely handed over. Poshut Pshat is the entire life of the world is handed over to us. We make the world go up, we make the world go down, we make it go sideways, we determine whether the Shefa Brocha, Chasfa Kli, the opposite, all handed over to us. That's why the Malachim didn't want us to get the Torah. What did the Malachim care that they were going to kill Moshe Rabbeinu because he came to take the Torah? What were they worried about? What shaykhs the Malachim have to the Torah that we're involved in? They have problems of Gzela, of Basa V'Cholav, of Eruvin, what's their problem? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, this was their problem. V'chaya oilam not to besocheinu. The Malachim used to go up and down by their own work, by their own Oisek B'Torah. Now that we've got the Torah, we determine how they go. We decide whether the Sar of Esav is going up or he's coming down. We determine what happens to the world now. Everything that happens in the world is Tolon Klal Yisrael's Hanoga. Everything. The whole world stands on our mindset. Zeis v'oid, who also isanu doinim loy. Anachnu boinim oilamus v'machriv oilamus. Hashem made a similar to him in the way that we build worlds and destroy worlds. Hakol nosen v'yadeinu. It's all handed over. Chaya oilam nota v'sochenu. אם נעשה סמוטל עלינו, אנחנו מביאים את העולם לתכליסו ושלמוסו. If we do what we're supposed to do, we bring the world to its final fruition, to its final completion. ואם לאו חס וחלילה, אנחנו מחריבים את העולם, we destroy the world. הבא עימא, וכל דובר טוי וחיבי שידי עושה, וכן וכל המנויס מעשי ישרע, every good thing that a Yid does, and every time he withholds from doing evil, הוא מעניק לקודש ברוך הוא נסינה עצומה ונפלא. He gives כביוכל כביוכל to הקודש ברוך הוא an enormous gift. הוא נוסן לו איסה אפשרות להיטיב לו. He gives Hashem the opportunity to give to him. Because that's what Hashem wants, he just wants to give. But you have to earn it. So if you don't earn it, he can't give you. So when you earn it, you're allowing Hashem to give you. V'amnam kol cheftzoi v'tshukusu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'briyas ha'olam hi la'hetiv b'milim... You la'hetiv. Why does Hashem create the world and keep creating it and go through everything he did? For one reason only. To give. And therefore Hashem handed over to us, in other words, the ability to know, to determine whether the Bria will be successful or not. Will Hashem be able to fulfill the reason why he created the world or not? Will we allow him to give or not? In order to try and just get a sense of these very delicate words, Asapeh uv de manyenes. I don't know if we have time for this. This is a life-altering story. Right? This is not poshut. And we'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, let's stop there. Let this sink in. Moedika Maisa. You get this Maisa clear, the whole relationship with Hashem will change. Everything you do, every mitzvah you do, you'll have a completely different perspective on reality. From a little story. I don't have time to finish. It's 10 o'clock. I have to stop, and it's going to take at least 10, 15 minutes to work it through. We live in a finite world, you know. There's time and space. And if anybody knows what happened to Rav Nissen Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, if they know what it is, if you can let me have it, please. Because we have to do that. We have to. What are we going to do about our Kabbalahs? Here's man for Kabbalahs. Ah! Oh, Hashem. We have to learn the halachas very carefully before we make our Kabbalahs. We want to get to next Yom Kippur the way we got to this Yom Kippur, having succeeded, having kept our Kabbalah, having changed with the people from the ones that we started last year. Nachon Baruch. Those who listened to me last year know what I'm talking about. Those who took it seriously, didn't let the Yetzirah dray their cop and take on more than one Kabbalah and took on too many. So we have to understand, what do we do with, how does that Kabbalah work on all the other Averas? How does it work for Ziva Sachet when you know you're not going to be Oizav the Chet? We have to discuss the halachas. Where's Hashem? Mach Sima Toiva, everybody.